This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
El v'shamay kiblu mehem hilloimer havimi talmidov shel aharein oyev shalom v'raydev shalom oyev esabriyos u'mikarvin l'teir. Talmidov shel aharein is about shalom. They state in the Mishnah. What is shalom? It's a very good topic of discussion. A big sugya. What's called shalom? You know, we say every day in davening, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, who was Eise Shalom, B'mraim Rav, who Yase Shalom Aleinu V'akolam Yisrael. So we asked the Rabbeinu Shleilam, who was an Eise Shalom B'mraim Rav, he makes shalom above, B'mraim Rav, above in heaven, in the Shemayim, who Yase Shalom Aleinu. First of all, what does B'mraim Rav mean? So there's an interesting Avudram. The Avudram says that the Rabbeinu Shlom makes peace among the Malachim. Among the Malachim. He says that each Malach theoretically could have been Mekane, the Aveda that was given to him over another malach. Why this malach gets this tafkid and why this malach gets this tafkid. Zokte Avudram. So Rishon Avudram on the Pirish HaTfila says, therefore the Rabbeinu Shleilam gave each one his avodah, his job. And he gave them names. That's why a malach has his name, Michael, Gavriel. Like this, each one is clear in his tafkid, and so becomes peace in Shemayim. This becomes the hechatimtze, how it's oise shalom b'mraimav. So the Rabbeinu Shleilam, who makes shalom among the malachim, we ask he should make shalom among us. The Chasam Sefer learns the pshat is b'mraimav, because Shemayim is eish umayim. And still, the Rabbeinu Shleilam puts it together. Eish umayim don't go together, no way. It's not a physical thing that it could be able to have eish umayim together. Fakarik, one extinguishes the other. And yet, the Rabbeinu Shleilam is eish shalom b'mraimav in Shemayim. Either pshat you learn, l'chayre comes out of meiritika, insight into shalom. It's not that easy, Rabbeisai. Shalom is nishkin pashtizach. That mitav betin, the Rabbeinu Shleilam that makes shalom between the malachim. Avudram's pshat. Malachim, you would say, malachim. Tachmamish, kulay, glasais, chitzain, habayre. And yet, the Rabbeinu Shleilam has to make shalom between them. You see how difficult shalom must be. A malach that has no retzeinus, a malach that has no personal want, and yet still, eis shalom b'mraimav. That the Rabbeinu Shleilam has to go and actively make shalom among them. Told you many times that ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, there was achdus. Steht in Svarim that the b'leiv echad is lasis ritzaincha. And in Mele it's ki'ish echad. The only way to have that there should be achdus in shalom, it should be b'leiv echad, that they all have the same goal, and that is lasis chitzaincha, and it's a pasuk, it's a memre, yosef chulam aguda achas, lasis chitzaincha b'leiv of shalom. That's the only way aguda achas works. When the focal point of everyone is the same, the b'leiv, lasis chitzaincha b'leiv of shalom, then it's aguda achas, and that's ki shechod b'leiv echod. And that's what was needed by Matan Torah. Because by Matan Torah we said, Ritzaynenu. Is lasis Ritzaincha, Ritzaynenu lirais es malkeinu, nasa v'nishma. A direct result of all of Klal Yisrael saying, nasa v'nishma. Then it was memelek, ish echod, b'leiv echod. So the malachim who have the lasis Ritzaincha, and afal pikein. The Rebbeinu Shlalem has to be Oysa Shalom B'mraimav. He has to actively create Shalom amongst the Malachim. Pili Ployim. Or if you take the Chassam Sefer's Pshat, things which are not possible to have Shalom. Eishumayim. It's just not possible. The Rebbeinu Shlalem makes Shalom, and that's what we're asking the Eibishter. Oysa Shalom B'mraimav. Who yase Shalom Aleinu? Because sometimes it's almost impossible. I don't want to say it's impossible, but it's forces which cannot be put together. So we ask the Rebbeinu Shleilam to intervene. So either pshat in the Eis HaShalom B'mraimav, either like the Avudram, that it means the Malachim, or B'mraimav means Eis Shumayim Shamayim, you see the difficulty in making Shalom. Not easy. To have Shalom, to make Shalom. And that we ask the Rebbeinu Shleilam who creates such Shalom b'mraimav, either by the Malachim or Eishumayim, whichever pshat you use, who yase Shalom aleinu, we ask Rebbeinu Shleilam for help. We ask for siyata d'shmaya because, obviously it's not that poshut. Shalom is one of the most difficult things to attain, to hold, to keep, and to restore once it already has left us. Daf min hobin siyata d'shmaya, oise shalom b'mroimov, yase shalom aleinu. So the Mishnah here tells us that mitalmid of shalarin is shalom. And if you look deeper in the Mefarshim, the Mishnah is not just telling us that we should have shalom, but actually the Mishnah is teaching us the secret of how to have Shalom, attain Shalom, restore Shalom. I begin with the double Lashon. Oyev Shalom, v'raid of Shalom. The Mefarshim all ask, what's the double Lashon? Ehev v'raidev. Shev Oyev Shalom, raid of Shalom. What's the double? What are the two things that the Mishnah is addressing? Ehev Shalom, v'raid of Shalom. Good Velkel. I once was by a cousin's bar mitzvah. His name was Shalom. My cousin Shalom Kellerman. He's a son-in-law by Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. At his bar mitzvah, a different cousin got up and said, "I knew I understand what it means. Ayiv Shalom v'Raidiv Shalom. Your father, he's nice to you. He's called Ayiv Shalom. Your mother runs after you, Oks Kasadis, on top of your back. She's the Raidiv Shalom. So together you have Ayiv Shalom, the Raidiv Shalom." I see you're all laughing. The reason why I'm telling you this, because obviously that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. And obviously there are two things here. There's an Ayiv Shalom and a Raidiv Shalom. What is the difference and why does the Mishnah make it into two separate things? So the Parsha Pshat, most Mefarshim learn, it's not enough just to be an Ayhev Shalom. You have to be Raidiv Shalom. You got to work on it. Men, she likes that everything is peaceful. Okay, he's a nice guy, fine. Sometimes it's not easy. You have to be Omel to be Raidiv the Shalom. There's an interesting Abar Benel, and he says the word Raidiv, which later on we'll discuss in more detail, the word Raidiv has many connotations to it. But Pasha Raidiv means to run after. Zokt Abar Benel, you know why it uses the Lashon Raidiv? Because sometimes, and actually not sometimes, but most of the time, it runs away. It's running from you. Shalom runs. It's not easy. And you got to run after it. He says the fact that Zokta Barbanel uses the Lashon of Roidev, Roidev is trying to tell us it's not staying put. Gotta have to run after it because it's Leif Taka Vek. It's Ankleif von dir. Ankleif Leif is Nach. So this is the Pashup Shat Rabbeis saying, Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom. There's an interesting Ravon. Ravon is a Rishon Rabbeis saying. He says the Pshat, based on a Yerushalmi, Bakes Shalom, no, the Radfeyu. So we have actually the Mishnah is based on a Pasuk. Bakesh Shalom, V'Radfeyu. Zok the Yerushalmi, Bakesh Shalom b'mkaimcha. Radfeyu b'markaim acher. Now, many, you have two pshat a minute. Either it means b'mkaimcha around you, sometimes people are very happy. Okay, his inner circle. That's okay. No, the island is not mamish, is in a circle on Afgamina, it's not his business. In another place, b'makay machroidev. And Ayev Shalom is around him, b'mkaimcha. Areidev Shalom is b'makay acher. And soon we're going to learn it's really one that's a result of the other. Because if you're in Ayev Shalom, you're not just happy that you're content and what's around you is Ayev Shalom, that it's Shalom, but you're right of Shalom because you really believe in Shalom and you understand, and Mitzvah Hashem in the Shir will discuss the importance of Shalom. Therefore, you're a right of Shalom. Ayev Shalom is the basis that leads to being a right of Shalom. And we're going to discuss this based on many Mefarshim in greater length in a few moments in the Shir. There's an interesting Abeniyena. Abeniyena says, Ayev Shalom b'leiv. Raidev Shalom b'maisa. Ayev is b'leiv. Raidev is b'maisa. A lot of what we spoke could be nichlal in this Abeniyena. That a person could be Ayev Shalom, locks himself in his house. It's not getting in trouble, not getting involved, it's not his business. Roidev Shalom is b'maisa. Means you gotta go and do something in order that there should be Shalom. It's not just enough to be a man of peace, a peaceful person. But a Roidev Shalom is a person who makes peace. Here Rabbi say the Nafkamina. And Ayev Shalom, I would say, is a peaceful person. Raidev Shalom is a peacemaking person. He's Raidev Shalom. So the Mishnah is telling us it's not enough to be an Ayev Shalom, but you also need to be a Raidev Shalom. And the truth is, a lot of everything we spoke is Nichlal in this Ayev Shalom of Rabbeinu Yaina. There's another Pshat I'd like to share with the Olam, and that's going a little bit deeper into the Mishnah and a deeper into understanding of what it means to be an Ayev Shalom. And that is that you first have to be an Ayev Shalom in order to be a Raidev Shalom. And like I told you before, the Medrash Shmuel learns like this, that Ayev Shalom is the start and Raidev is the end. Ayev Shalom is the beginning. It starts with Ayev Shalom. And the Pel Yetzer is that he becomes a Roid of Shalom. You know how they say people like to be the peacemaker when there's Machlaikas. The Mishnah is telling us a big Yesaid. In order to be Matzliach in your endeavor of being a Roid of Shalom, it has to come from being an Ayev Shalom. I see you shaking your head. Okay. When I was a young boy, no different than today, and no different than hundreds of years ago, there was always machlekes between big factions and chugim and klal Yisrael. There was a time that there was a machlekes between a big chassidus and the litvische welt when I was growing up. It was in Eretz Yisrael, not in America. So try not to think it has something to do with America. It was a Hasidus in Eretz Yisrael. And they decided that they found the perfect peacemaker. The one who could bridge the gap together. as given a shtickel from the chassidish, from that klug, from that kreis, a klug, a mensch, a big asking. And it got shaykhs with the litvish rosh yeshivas. It was perfect guy. And he was sent on a mission to make peace. I remember my zaydas with it. It's never going to happen. I said, why should you think negative, Zaydi? What's the... To be an Oyev Shalom, I'm sorry, to be a Raidev Shalom, you have to be an Oyev Shalom, and that is not an Oyev to be a Raidev Shalom. There are certain people who like to be peacemakers. It's not about you. If it's about you, it's not going to work. You have to be the Oyev of the Shalom. You have to actually appreciate and understand the importance of Shalom. And that's what the Medrash Shmuel is saying. In order that you could be a Raid of Shalom. To be a Raid of Shalom on an agenda that you're making Shalom. And the people involved don't feel that it's coming from an Ahavas Shalom. It's not going to work, Rabbi. I would say it's Sharf. Daf Lipam in Shalom, Nish Lipam in Zich. If it's about zich, it's not going to work. As much chachma you'll put into it. And I found this in the Chiddush Arim, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chiddush Arim has a shaila. Why would the Mishnah begin with having mitalmidov shalarim? Just say a person should be an oyev shalom, the raid of shalom. Why do I need the whole lakdome that you should be mitalmidov shalarim? It's an igeya. Just tell us what we got to do. You got to be an Ayyav Shalom and a Raidav Shalom. Saptech Dusha Rim. That it's not only a lesson to be taken from Aaron, which is anyway a good thought, that Aaron was about the Shalom and it wasn't about Aaron. That's true. Don't take credit, says Chedusha Rim, for being a Raidav Shalom. Because if you have these milas, it comes from the fact that one's a forefather, so to speak. Aaron already, Aaron HaKohen was matbiya and klal Yisrael. The ma'ilah from Ayiv Shalom v'Raidav Shalom. Don't walk around taking credit, Zabtu Chedush Erev. Walk around saying, Sidi Rebbe, Snit Mir. A lot of people want to be in the front page of the, or the middle pages. He's the star. He made Shalom. You know what you should say? Don't look at me. Have me talmid of Shalarin. This has to do with Aaron HaKohen. I'm emulating what Aaron HaKohen already was matbiya and klal Yisrael, a mahalach, a shita of being ayev shalom v'raidav shalom. Tifa vod rabbi say. When a person realizes that what he does, he's doing ma'isa avis. Masi agiyah ma'isa l'ma'isa avaysay. Aaron HaKohen in his shalom, he brought an inyan of Shalom to Klal Yisrael, and all we're doing is emulating. We're following in what Aaron HaKohen taught us, having me Talmida of Shalarin. And the Chiddush Arim is saying, don't walk around thinking, B'stagayis is Shalomach. Talmida of Shalarin, this is Aaron HaKohen. And what we're doing is following what Aaron HaKohen told us to do. I'd like to go one step further. You know, I found over the years many people, they talk about Shalom all day, but if you look in their own private lives, they're very far from being Shalom. Maybe their mission is saying you have to be an Ayiv Shalom and a Raidav Shalom. Sometimes a person is just a Raidav Shalom without being an Ayiv Shalom. He's busy darshaning how everybody is full of machlekes, umidach machin sholem, and he's guilty of the same thing. The Mishnah is telling us it's not enough just to be a raid of shalom, to talk about shalom and try to make shalom. It's got to be echa bepev, echa belev. It's got to be sincere. When it's not sincere, it's not going to work. Kens redden von hein bis morgen until you're blue in the face about making shalom. Sincerity and understanding the importance of shalom is mashpia. Shalom. To be a raid of Shalom, you need to be an eye of Shalom. It's not enough just to be a raid of Shalom. Habesai, now I want to tell you another pshat. Sometimes Shalom is a hard thing to attain, and you got to be roidif. And I asked you this in the beginning of the shir. Roidif is a very, very harsh lashon. Roidif. What does it mean to be roidif Shalom? Sometimes you have to be roidif the Shalom to force it. Not easy to make Shalom. Sometimes when you need two people, they got to be forced into the Shalom. Ayiv Shalom, if you come and you talk about the beauty of Shalom, okay, that's good. I'm all you have to take action, which is a right of Shalom. You have to put force into the making of the Shalom, and I'll tell you a nice maisa. My bar mitzvah, and this I learned the Chachma from my Zayde, he did it many times. The people in the shul were helping us with the seating arrangements. There were a lot of people at the bar mitzvah. Today, there's rules on how big a simcha has to be. In my day, especially in my bar mitzvah, there were thousands of people, a lot of people in my bar mitzvah. So the people in the shul were helping with the seating arrangements, and one of the guys in the shul runs to Zayden and says, "What do you mean? How did you put me on this table? Wait a second, you put me in that... You don't know that Rebbe was Tuster." So he says, "Yes, Chabster. Now you got it. You understood." The point was that he put them together. And that is, if you look in Avistar Abnasin, in Avistar Abnasin says that Aaron Kohen did that. He would try to put the people together. It's not enough just to come and say Mach Shalom and Darshan and Shalom. You need to come and do something to create that the two parties come together. I remember my Zayde used to do this all the time. I remember whenever there was a machlekes, my Zayde had a funny minig that he would invite both parties to come to him, not knowing that the other one didn't know that he would invite him for a tea on a Friday night. And then he would invite his adversary also for a tea. And they would end up at the same table. As they flecked their tongue, yeah, till they chopped. I remember one balabas told my Zayda, "Are you inviting me because I have a machlekes genim? Is that the invitation? Is that shot in the invitation?" As they flecked their tongue. I remember my Zayda once invited two rabbanim that they killed each other. It was a tremendous machlekes. Shvei grace the rabbanim. You hear? Two big rabbanim. One of them shows up. And he sits and he talks. He was a big guy in Eastern, every single Yerushalmi. He was a big guy in this Rav. The other Rav shows up by the door, and all of a sudden he hears Yerushalmi. He's up there. As Yenner is done, Kum Nisharayin Ishtub. I remember as a guy, I saw it with my own eyes. Kum Nisharayin Ishtub. Not going to be caught under the same roof with this guy. He said in Yiddish, Shteinish Nzalben Dachum Demensh. I said, "Good, we'll go on the porch. There's no dach, there's no roof, no problem." What's the point? I'm trying to tell you your side, my day side. Shalom is betzim there. Gotta figure out how to get to the shalom. Needs a mala push. There's a wisdom. There's an oy of shalom and a roy of shalom. There's a chachma of a mitalmid of shalarin. There's a mahalach on how to make shalom. And that's how we started the shir. Oyev shalom. Oyev shalom ben roim of v'yase shalom aleinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom has to give us the siyata, the shmaya, that we should be able to make the shalom. Not easy. It needs a certain chachma, a certain wisdom. And spoke many times, yidin be'etzim have shalom. Because the b'lev echad is there. The Satan comes and he destroys the Ke'ish Echad. Adel Yiber, Shlita, Shiva Safuls, but once told me, I'm married to Gavad. Even Schlangenzach nicht. So he said, I looked at him, even Schlangenzach nicht. Shiva, which planet have you, which planet have you come, have you landed on? Hat the Megazak, what was Schlangenzach? Today we don't have it this much, but That's how they used to fight after the war in the Stieblich. So that's nicht, that is the Yidden schlagen sich nicht. Der Stickel Peilische Geinem schlagt sich in der Stickel Ungarische Geinem. They schlagen sich, you know, wherever you go, you're mushba from the Geinem. I say, the Metzias, the Rambam speaks about Adam Nimshach, as he weiß of. Is der Polak schlagt sich mit Ungarische. Aber die Yidden zwischen sich schlagt sich nicht. Der Yid, beätzem, ist Kishachot Beleivachot. Mit Hamid of Shalarin, is to come and bring out with chachme what's tamun belev, what's really in the heart of every yid. There's an interesting yaivitz, Rabbi say. L'chayra, what's the big deal about shalom? Shalom, why is it so important? So good, achdus kishecha belevecha, good. But what is shein the shalom? So the Maral says, because shalom is shmei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's all halachas about saying shalom in a beis hakisei. It's the name of the person. It's not the name of the person. Stam zog is shalom talmidish. For us, shalom is the namen for the Rabbeinu Shlaila. In Amos Rav Nassim, Perek Yubeis Halacha Mishnah Gimel, it says that how did Aaron make shalom? He used to lie. He would tell the guy really likes you. So light ones are a pshat, zishkin ligin. Because Bemis, he does like you. Like I said, see the paila shagai was haggat sachmadungar shagai. But the yidna lein, so it's not a lie. But the yavitz really learns that it's a lie. Umameg ligin in far shalom. Mutal shalitz with nea shalom. And we spoke about this many times. Lashanis doesn't mean that he's allowed to outright lie, he's allowed to be Mashana. But what do I want from this Yaivitz? Efrekt Ameir Dikakasha. Efrekt, good. Shmoy Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. But what's Chesami Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's Emes. So why does Shmoy Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Efrekt Abyanki Vendin, is it more important than Chesami? Tell me today, what's more important than the signature? On our signature, can you, the John Hancock is more important than anything else. So if you have Shmei, Abba Chesamai is Emes. So why does Emes fall away mipnei Hashalom? Emfetel, Al-Sazei Zokin Chazal. The Gemara says, it's a Medrash, that when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to create the world, Emes said not to create the world. And Shalom said to create the world. Emes said the whole world is full of shekel. What are you creating the world for? Shalom said, no, create the world. Which one did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam throw down? He took the Emes and at the Savekiva from the floor. And he said, Shalom wins. There's muchach that Shalom is greater than Emes. Shalom. What about Emes? When the Teretz is Shalom, takes precedence over Emes. Zayde Flektibizok in Zwei Scharf Welter of Del Chazal. The first thing he said, Emes. It's interesting, everybody's looking for the Emes. Everybody claims that he's Emes. And Fakert, most Machlekesin are based on Emes. Emes didn't want because of Machlekes. Who's view? Most Machlekes are based on Emes. Each guy claims that he has the Emes. That he's the one who's looking, searching for the Emes. Zabta Katzke. You know, it's interesting that everybody searches for the Emes. It's true. You know, it's there. Tells you, Chazal tell you where it is. It's on the floor. Hishlich mishamayim eretz. The Beisham threw it to the floor. So why is everyone searching for something where we know where it is and the teretz is? Davzach begin das ufheben. Bend a little bit. Say zach the katzke. You gotta bend. Nobody wants to bend. We know where the emes is, but to bend for the emes, that's not such an easy thing. And the Zayda would say of another vat, you know, why did he throw the emes to the floor and he kept the shalom? Chazal say, it's Gemara Nuktzin, Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Yosef and Hashalom. It's a Kli, it's interesting Lashon. Kli. Kli. Sabtel, der Emes, such a Zisa Vatra, they say. Der Emes with Alamal Bleiben, because Emes is Emes. Aber der Shalem is a Kli, mevaft es Lares, vetsat sich zu brechen. You take a keli and you throw it to the floor. It's going to break. Emes withstands everything. It's Yidua that Emes withstands all the tremors and trivials. Emes state. Aved al shalem is fragile. Kli. Unas mivavtus la'aretz v'tasach tzu brechen. What did I see from all of this Chazal Rabbeisai? And I want to bring out of you, so you know, I want you to think about it. Emes and Shalom go together. Ha'emes v'ashalom ahavu. There's a fine line between Emes and Shalom. There's a fine line between Emes and Shalom. And that fine line needs to be understood and needs to be looked at to see, are you talking Emes, are you talking Shalom? Because everybody walks around thinking that he's doing the Emes and it's Lib de Machta Machlekes. So how does a person ever know? And the Teretz is Ayev Shalom, the Raide Shalom. Before you're a Raide Shalom, there's a part of you that has to be an oyhev. Emes v'ashalayim. Slash of the pasuk at oyavu. You're fighting for the emes. You better really be a person who loves the emes. If you're fighting for shalom, you have to talk to be a mensch that loves shalom. Because if not, the lines get very, very blurry between emes and Shalom. And that's really what Chazal are saying. The Rabbi Nishalem threw the Emes La'aretz. And he said, I create the world because of Shalom. The Pshat Ravesa is that Shalom and Emes, they're adversaries, but at the same time, they're both chlokim of how the world exists. The only way the world, and Shalom and Emes, one is Aretz, one is on the floor. You have to bend to get to the Emes. Shalom, the world stands on Shalom. There's no way that the world could exist without Shalom. And the two of them have to come together. Emes, Shalom, Ayavu, which is the Ayhev Shalom, and the Raidev Shalom. You have to bend for Shalom. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. That the point is that there's a time and a place where you have to bend for the Emes, to bring the Shalom. Emes and Shalom is joined at the hip, so to speak. And there has to be an ahava for both in order for a person to have Shalom and in order for a person to have Emes. Because without it, everybody thinks he's running after the Emes and everybody thinks that he's running after the Shalom. Little do they know, das ist nicht Shalom and das ist nicht Emes. Because of constraints of time, Rabbi, so I'm going to finish with the following.
Here's something. Let's see what this show said. It's a choice between Emes and Shalom. Hashem throws away the Emes and Shalom.
That's right. So this is really the Chazal that we were trying to bring out. That the truth is that Shalom, this was the Yaivitz that we spoke out, that we said this Yaivitz, that you see, between Shalom and Emes, Shalom takes precedence over Emes. That was the raya from the Yaivas. That even though it's Chaysam Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes, but you see that Shalom takes precedence. But I want to tell you another thing about what they say. Chassam Sofer, many other Farshim learn, there's a part of Shalom, which is to be right of Shalom when it's not the right Shalom. Sometimes Shalom is not the right thing. I have a letter in my possession from Reb Shneur Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He writes to a younger man. The man is not here anymore. He got divorced. And Reb Shneur writes to him that you shouldn't look at the divorce as a bad thing. Sometimes it's a good thing. And he tells him. And he says that Rabbarber at Ibe gesagt, b'shem Reb Chaim, that you see from Lot and Avraham Avinu, he pared nami alai. Sometimes the period is the greatest shalom. Avraham Avinu is tachkeven chesed mitshalom. So he pared nami alai. Avraham, that's how you talk to light. He pared nami alai. When the teretz is that itself is shalom. Remember seeing many, you know, they was brought down from Shem, the Elter Zeder. There's a sefer called Eila Eskera. Eila Eskera is a 20-volume set of svarim that brings out the Amal, the history of the generation before us. So those are the Gedolim that were Nebuchadnezzar coming in the Holocaust. It's 20 volumes of tzaddikim. It's called Eila Eskera. You can look in any library, you'll find it. They don't sell it anymore. It's a picture of every gadol and every tzaddik and every rebbe that was killed in the Mechana, with a full article written about that. At the time, obviously, they thought that Elter Zeder was killed in the Mechana. Later on, we found out that he was nifter in one of the ghettos. Taklopanim, they have an article of this about the Zeder over there. And they have an interesting story. And the story is that when he became Rav in Pinsk, and Avdailam knows that In Litta, there was a lot of Askala, a tremendous amount of Askala. The Chassidim, Baruch Hashem, they weren't as affected as the Litta. The Litta was a very... Every family lost 3 children to Askala. Every family had at least 3 that went off to Askala. There was an organization called the Bund. The Bund was a maskilim. And they made a lot of trouble, especially for the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim had Meridik Tzaras from them. So they went to the government to get permission that the Talmud Torah should become Lemudei Chayil, quote unquote. You see, what they did is they did it through the guise that it's Lemudei Chayil, and that's how they were able to bring into the schools their Haskalah, philosophy, and so on and so forth. So in Pinsk, plenty of Askala, they got Rishus to take over the Talmud Torah and change the Elter Zeder found out about it early in the morning. He went with his Dayanim and he stood in front of the Talmud Torah blocking the door, and they came and they were shocked to see him so early in the morning. Rav, was macht der Rav? You know, of course they make it sound like they're not doing anything facetious. Then they looked at the Zayde and they say, Shalom Aleichem Tzim Rav. So the Zayde gave a scream. Ein Shalom Amar Hashem Rishayim. It's a pasuk. He refuses to say Shalom to them. They were shocked. And then he turns and he says to them, Af my teta kelpa, my dead body, you're going to walk into this Talmud Torah and get this Talmud Torah. They were so taken aback. Talmud Torah remained all the years one of the places that were Takanoki. Ain Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rishayim. So there's a time and a place that you have to be Ayiv Shalom. There's a time and a place, and this is a Sam Sefer, where you have to be a Roid of Shalom. And how do you know when? When the Taka comes from being an Ayiv Shalom. Having the Talmida of Shalarin, the Talmidim of Aaron. You know, Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aaron HaKoyin, he also was Shalom. Brisi Shalom. The Rebbe Yishlam gave him Brisi Shalom. Why did he get Brisi Shalom? Because he went and he was Kani Kinesi. And at the same time, we're being Miyachasid Ach Aaron. So there's a Chelik of Aaron, which is Oyev Shalom. And there's a Chelik of Aaron, which is a Roid of Shalom. And to know when to do that is having me Talmid of Shalari. That's why we used an example of Aaron. Aaron HaKoyin, on one hand, was a Meirdik Oyev Shalom. And at the same time, me Talmid of Shalari is Pinchas ben Elazar and Aaron HaKoyin to be a Raid of Shalom. And how does a person know? And the answer is, he has to be an Oyev Shalom, and he has to be Oyev as Emes. Emes and the come together. And then you could be an Oyev Shalom, the Raid of Shalom. This is Rabbi Yisai, Mitamid of Shalom. What's it Lamaisa? Let's talk Lamaisa. You know, a lot of times, we go out and we say, I have to put my foot down. Are you putting down your foot? Or you're putting down a foot? Sometimes it's putting down your foot. You got to take the zich out of there, because otherwise you don't see the difference where shalom is important, where emes is important. The mixture, that mixture is difficult. Ki tairas emes hoisa befiu. Who's it referring to, Rav Yisai? No? Tairi vakshim, who's it? It's going on a kayin. Ki sif se kayin. Yishmeru das, the emes yavakshu mipihu. Shalom is emes, and emes is shalom. Aaron HaKoyen knew what is emes and what is shalom, and how to put it together. I say shalom b'mayim of uyas shalom aleinu. We ask the Eibush to give us and help us, guide us to have shalom.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.